You open your Bibles, please, to Hosea chapter 11. Fortunately, it's one of the big minor prophets, so it's quite easy to find when you're flipping around other side, Ezekiel and Jeremiah. Hosea chapter 11, and we're just going to read the first couple of verses. When Israel was a child, I loved him. And out of Egypt I called my son, but the more I called, the more they went away from me. They sacrificed to the Baals, and they burned incense to images. It was I who taught Ephraim to walk, taking them by the arms. But they did not realize it was I who healed them. I led them with cords of human kindness, with ties of love. To them I was like one who lifts a little child to the cheek. I bent down to feed them. Will they not return to Egypt? Will not Assyria rule over them because they refuse to repent? Swords will flash in their cities, will destroy the bars of the gates, will put an end to their plans. My people are determined to turn from me. Even though they call me God Most High, I will by no means exalt them. How can I give you up, Ephraim? How can I hand you over, Israel? How can I treat you like Admah? How can I make you like Zeboim? My heart is changed within me. All my compassion is aroused. I will not carry out my fierce anger, nor will I devastate Ephraim again. For I am God and not a human being, the Holy One among you. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you that it's a day that you have made. And Lord, it is great to be together with one another this morning to celebrate you, to celebrate who you are and what you have done. And we give ourselves to you to just listen to what you have to say to us, that we can hear the thus says the Lord and leave here knowing that surely God was in this place. Meet with us, Father, we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Today is Mother's Day. I have mentioned that, I think. I'm getting old, but I think I remember that far back. It's an internationally recognized day on which we honor not just the mother of the family, but we celebrate motherhood and maternal bonds and the influence that mothers have on society. I know not all of us are mothers, but all of us have mothers. And so we can celebrate motherhood, all of us can, which means that it is a good day to look at the mother heart of God. You see, mothers, when God wanted to show the depth of his love, he used the love of your heart to describe it. And one of the most powerful scriptures that we have, I think, showing the mother heart of God is Hosea chapter 11. This one, I think, shows most clearly the depth of God's love for us. It shows most clearly the love you mothers have for your children. And so it shows the mother heart of God's love for us. As always, context is important, and the book of Hosea was written in a context, and the context is that Israel, the child in this instance, is rebelling against the mother who is represented by God. And God's heart, his mother heart, is breaking. And God starts by reminding them of how it all began, how God had birthed Israel. When God had called them as a nation out of slavery in Egypt, and he says to them, when Israel was a child, I loved him. And out of Egypt, I called my son. That was just after the Exodus, where they had been in slavery for 400 years, and God called them out of Egypt and called them out of slavery. And just after they came out, they went to Mount Sinai, and God entered into that covenant with them. And so the nation was born, and Israel became God's child. But now the child, Israel, has become disobedient. The child, Israel, is no longer listening to the voice of his mother, and the hurt it caused the mother when a child rebels. The hurt a mother feels when she watches her child self-destruct. Doesn't take much imagination. I used to be a social worker, a probation officer. I worked in a court environment for part of the time, and I had to do reports on offenders with a view to sentencing, and I had a number of juvenile offenders, and I sat with mothers, good people whose hearts broke for their daughter and for their son. They had done their best. They had tried all they knew, but it seems like the more they tried, the further their child went from them. That's kind of what God is saying here when he says, but the more I called Israel, the further they went from me. They sacrificed to the Baals. They burned incense to the images. Can you feel the pain of the mother heart of God as she watches her child drift away from her? As I sat with mothers talking about their daughter, their son who was now in deep trouble, they would reminisce about the days before the wheels started coming off. Kind of what God is doing in this passage when he says, it was I who taught Ephraim to walk, taking them by their arms. But they did not realize it was I who healed them. I led them with cords of human kindness, with ties of love. I lifted the yoke from their neck. I bent down to feed them, mother-like. God remembers all that he has done for Israel, his child. Nothing was too much for God to do for them. That is what a mother's love is all about. And by the way, we too are loved by a mother's love, the mother heart of God. And when we start straying from the right path, we start bringing pain to the mother heart of God. And the further we go from God, the greater God's pain, until quite frankly, it seems like the only logical way to ease the pain of the mother heart of God would be to abandon the child. Tough love, some might call it. And in his dialogue here, his monologue, God seems to have reached that place. It seems as though rejecting Israel was the only solution he had to the pain of his mother heart. But no sooner had that thought of rejecting his child crossed his mind that everything in God revolted. And the mother heart of God cried out, how can I give you up, Ephraim? How can I hand you over? Answer, I just cannot do that. That's the mother heart of God, and that same sentiment is expressed in another place. Can a mother forget the infant at her breast, walk away from the baby she bore? And of course, the answer that demands to be given is no, never. But even if mothers forget, I'd never forget you. Never. Mothers, in order to show the depth of his love for us, he describes it in terms of a mother's love. And then he adds, my love is greater than even a mother's love. Oh, how Israel and her rebellion hurt God, and how her rebellion posed an enormous challenge for God. On the one hand, Israel rebels against God, which means that God, in a sense, has to reject them because it would compromise his holiness not to deal with them. On the other hand, his mother heart prevents God from rejecting them. So what will God do? How can God give expression to his love and not compromise his holiness? This is how God does it. My heart is changed within me. My heart is changed within me. All my compassion is aroused. And I'd like you to come with me to Genesis chapter 19 for a moment. In Genesis chapter 19, we have the story of when God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. And this is what God did. Thus, God overthrew those cities and the entire plain, including those living in the cities. When God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, we read he overthrew them. Now that word translated overthrew in Genesis chapter 19 verse 25 can also be translated as annihilated and destroyed. And it's also the word that is used in Hosea chapter 11 verse 8. But there it is translated differently. There it is translated like this. My heart is changed within me. That word changed is the same Hebrew word used in Genesis 19:25, translated overthrown. My heart is overthrown within me. It is can be translated annihilated. My heart is annihilated within me. It can be translated destroyed. My heart is destroyed within me. The mother heart of God, how can the mother heart of God give expression to His love at a time when Israel is deserving of it, indeed requires it to be rejected? Let's put it another way. How can God, who is holy, not give up His rebellious children? How can God, who is holy, not give up His rebellious children? How can God resolve that tension and end up declaring, I am not going to act in my anger. I'm not going to destroy Ephraim. How can God reach that point? Well, this is what happened. Rather than destroy His people, He would rather allow Himself, His own heart, to be changed, to be destroyed. My heart, He says, is changed. My heart is destroyed within me rather than destroy my people. And do we not see Calvary prefigured in that? Because it was on Calvary that God literally allowed Himself to be destroyed so that we would not experience His destruction, so that we could experience the mother heart of God. Amazing love. How can it be that Thou, my God, shouldst die for me? You see, it's absolutely true. Can a mother forget her infant at her breast, walk away from the baby she's born? No, she can't. But even if mothers forget, I'd never forget you. Never. God's love for us is beyond question. Calvary gave expression to His mother's love by allowing His own heart, His own self to be destroyed. And He did it because He was determined to continue being in a position where He could express His mother's heart's love for us. That is the mother heart of God. But here's another picture the Bible paints for us of the mother heart of God. When we were in Stellenbosch, we boarded a farm, and often the neighbor's hen used to come into our garden, and on several occasions that hen hatched chicks in our garden. Sadly, predators were around as well, and once she was nearly killed by a mongoose defending her chicks. I think the chicks didn't make it that time, but the mother spent several days hiding in the bush just recovering from the attack of the mongoose. But another time, a dog came into the garden and tried to get at her chickens, and this time I witnessed it. Well, you should have seen this mother hen protecting her chickens. She intimidated that dog to the extent that all the chickens, except those that didn't stay with her, all the chickens survived because this mother hen would not give up her chickens. Jesus Himself underlines that picture. Jesus came to earth to live among us, and the reason He came to live among us was because He was God coming to live among us to show His love for us by dying for us. It was His love for us that ultimately took Jesus to the cross, and even though He was coming to die for us, and even though His death for us was the ultimate expression of His love for His people, His own people rejected Him. And on one occasion, shortly before Jesus was crucified, Jesus stood looking over Jerusalem, symbolic of all His people. And Jesus' mother heart of love for His people broke as He wept for His people. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those that I have sent you, how often would I have gathered you as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings? And you were not willing. The mother heart of God breaking for His people because He loves them with a mother's love. Such love. And even though His people rejected them, He nevertheless went to the cross and died for them the way a mother might
for her children.
Can a mother forget the infant at her breast, walk away from the baby she bore? But even if mothers forget, I'd never forget you, never.
Now we need to remember that. You see, in spite of God's mother's love for us, in spite of that, and maybe at times because of God's mother love for us, there will be things happening in our lives which just do not make sense to us. There'll be things happening in our lives which lead to pain and confusion. Will these things be happening because God no longer loves us? Well, God deals with those confusing, maybe painful times. He tells us why he's doing it, in principle, as God allows himself to be compared to a mother eagle. You see, we read this in Scripture, like an eagle that stirs up its nest and hovers over its young, that spreads its wings to catch them and carries them on its pinions. That's what a mother eagle does. It takes responsibility for getting the young ones out of the nest, for teaching them to fly. Here is an eyewitness account of that process that I found. The mother started from the nest in the crags and roughly handling the youngsters. She allowed them to drop, I should say, about 90 feet. Then she would swoop down under him, wings spread, and he would alight on her back. And she would soar up to the top of the range with him and repeat the process. Once she waited maybe 15 minutes between flights. I should say that the farthest she let him fall was 150 feet. My father and I watched spellbound for over an hour. Can you imagine being that eaglet? The mother eagle that had lovingly cared for me up till now, popping food into my mouth. Now, as the mother eagle approaches, you look up expectantly, but this time there's a different glint in her eye. And she starts destroying the nest, pushing the eagle into the void. You see, eagles are made to soar, and it's the loving heart of the mother that brings discomfort in order to get its young to soar, as eagles should. Trouble is, the eaglet doesn't understand that. It doesn't understand that what the mother is doing is an expression of her loving heart, doing it for its own good. Yet the eagle not understanding does not prevent the mother eagle from pushing ahead and doing what needs to be done. She is expressing love for her offspring to the same extent that the mother hen was expressing love for her offspring by putting herself in death's way, defending it from predators. The mother heart of God can express love for us by allowing us to experience discomfort, pain, confusions for reasons we might never understand. God's love for us is beyond dispute. He was not only willing to die for us, he actually died on the cross in our place. Yet that love willingly sacrificed for us is the same love that causes us pain when it is for our own long-term benefit. This means that we really do need to learn to trust God. And we can trust him because we have this tiny insight into the mother love of God. What does that trust look like? Well, again, it's a mother love that comes to our aid as we have a picture of what that trust looks like. In the psalm, we have one of the most powerful pictures of what that trust looks like. Listen, but I have stilled and quietened my soul like a weaned child. Like a weaned child is my soul within me. Now, many of you know that I have often tried to make that verse come alive for us, to try and explain the power of it. But inevitably, I reach the place where I am right now. You either get that verse or you don't. That verse paints a picture that needs to be allowed to soak in. That verse paints a picture that somehow we need to experience at a visceral level more than to understand it. cerebrally. I find it almost impossible to explain this verse, but I've stilled and quietened my soul like a weaned child with its mother, like a weaned child is my soul within me. As I said, you either get that verse or you don't. How does one explain a child lying with such trust with its mother? A child that has been through the confusion of the weaning process and is now content to trust that the mother knows what it's best. That picture of contented trust reaches its highest expression in the image of a mother with a weaned child, the mother heart of God. I know God loves me. I know that. He himself took the death I should have died, and he did it because he loves me, because he wanted me to continue to experience the love, because he wanted to continue to show his love. Mother hen-like, God loves me, cares for me, protects me. Mother eagle-like, God's love is willing to subject me to pain because he knows the plans that he has for me. So I choose to still and quieten my soul. Like a weaned child with its mother, like a weaned child is my soul within me. Today is Mother's Day. Today we celebrate not just the mother of the family, but motherhood, maternal bonds. And in so doing, we recognize that God uses a mother love to point us to the quality of his love for us. And I'm wondering whether there's somebody here this morning who's never entered into a relationship with this God, who's never experienced that love. You see, the good news is that today you can. Just like that, you can. So easy and quick for us. But it costs God his own self in order to do it. And if you want to do that, please do speak to us afterwards. We would love to introduce you to the mother love of God, which he was able to give through the Lord Jesus Christ. Shall we pray together? Father, you made sure that nothing stood in the way of you demonstrating your love for us, so that a holy God could enjoy intimacy with sinful human beings. Thank you for your mother heart. Thank you for your mother love. Thank you, Lord. I pray, Lord, that if there's anybody this morning who has not experienced that, Lord, that today would be the day where they just let go of all they're holding on to in exchange for the joy of intimacy with you. In Jesus' name, amen.